Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Mayor Kenney signed an executive order banning guns from recreation facilities in the city. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more now from City Hall.
According to the mayor's office, guns and other deadly weapons would not be allowed at any rec center, playground, athletic field, court, or pool. It was at the Mill Creek Rec Center in West Philly where employee Tiffany Fletcher was gunned down a few weeks ago. There was a shooting in the neighborhood, and the 41-year-old mother of three was caught in the crossfire. An innocent bystander at a place that's supposed to be safe for everyone. Fletcher's funeral happened yesterday. Friends and family also gathered at the rec center where she served. They got word of the executive order, and cousin Tahijah Henderson tells NBC 10 this is a start, but a lot of work is needed to curb the violence.
You can't even walk to the store, or like my cousin, you can't even work without running or losing your life. It's crazy. Philly is crazy, and we just got to come together and stick together.
Philadelphia police said there have been 18 shootings at or close to rec centers this year. The city also just reached 400 homicides for the year. Well, police have arrested the man wanted in the sexual assault of a 71-year-old woman in East Mount Airy. 22-year-old Zyree Downing was picked up by police in South Carolina. Investigators say on September 15th, Downing walked into a home on Devon Street in East Mount Airy and demanded money from the victim. And when she refused, police say Downing started beating and choking her and then sexually assaulted her. Police say he stole the victim's car along with her cell phone and credit card. Downing is being held in South Carolina. Philadelphia police say more information about his arrest will be available later. A 19-year-old has died yesterday afternoon after police say he was shot more than 20 times. It happened just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon Monday, a block from Broad and Ridge on 13th Street. Police took the man to the hospital where he died. Authorities have not made any arrests as the investigation is ongoing. Well, Philadelphia's police union threw its weight behind Republican Mehmet Oz in the U.S. Senate race. And KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us the endorsement helps Oz in his campaign to portray his opponent as soft on crime.
We will fight for those that are standing for safer streets.
Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby followed the lead of the state FOP, endorsing Oz and denouncing Democrat John Fetterman for his record as lieutenant governor of granting pardons and commuting sentences. Oz described Fetterman as far left on crime, an issue that resonates in Philadelphia with its high violent crime rate.
The lawlessness that all of us are witnessing across Philadelphia, but it's actually the entire Commonwealth is affected by this now, is like a cancer.
Political consultant Neil Oxman says many Republicans are campaigning on crime.
That's an issue that works right now well for Republicans.
But Fetterman campaign spokesman Joe Calvello says his candidate has an edge that other Democrats may lack, a history of reducing crime as mayor of Braddock.
Calvello also says under Fetterman's leadership, the town went 5.5 years without a loss of life to gun violence. Ending youth incarceration with the help of rap music. Prison reform groups hope they can spread their message with a new album due out in November. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
It all started off when I first went on a run. Everything was cool, I was worried about having fun.
Brianna Stoves of Philadelphia is telling her story of being incarcerated at the age of 14 after having a run-in with a police officer. Her song, Untold Story, is part of a new album by Care Not Control, which has been working on reform to the juvenile justice system in the Commonwealth. Bree says this project is meant to give hope.
It was inspired to give youth the opportunity to speak on what they've been through, not even with just, you know, incarceration, but just life. And just in a sense, give them that power back.
Bree's now 19 and a youth advocate at the Juvenile Law Center and a youth organizer at the Village of Arts and Humanities. They're both part of the coalition. She says the system needs to change.
The coalition has been pushing a set of bills in the legislature, which include ending charging youths as adults, eliminating fines and fees, and making reforms to the expungement process. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.